بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فتعالى الله الملك الحق، ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه، وقل رب زدني علما.
Verse number 114. Allah is high above and exalted from what the idolaters describe Him with of deficiencies and from what they attribute as partners to Him. He is the majestic King, to whom belongs the kingdom of everything, and who is the truth and speaks the truth. Do not hasten, O Messenger, in reciting the Qur'an with Jibreel before it's completely conveyed to you, and say, O Lord, increase my knowledge on top of what you have already taught me. After Allah mentioned the story of Musa and what it comprises, namely the turning away of Fir'aun and the negligence of the Israelites, He mentioned the story of Adam, peace be upon him, to encourage those who have forgotten to return to Allah's obedience.
وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا.
Verse number 115. And I enjoined on Adam beforehand not to eat of the tree, and I forbade him from this and explained to him its consequences. But he forgot the instruction, ate of the tree, and was unable to resist it. And I did not see in him resolve to observe what I enjoined.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى.
Verse number 116. And remember, O Messenger, when I said to the angels, prostrate to Adam as greeting, all of them prostrated besides Iblis, who was with them, but not from them. He refused to prostrate out of arrogance.
فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى.
Verse number 117. So I said, O Adam, Iblis is your enemy and your wife's enemy, so let him not take you and your wife out of paradise by obeying him in what he whispers, in which case you will bear difficulties and hardship.
إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى.
Verse number 118. It is Allah's responsibility towards you that He will feed you, so you will not get hungry, and to clothe you, so you'll not be naked.
وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى.
Verse number 119. And to give you water, so that you do not get thirsty, and to shade you so that the heat of the sun does not affect you.
فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى.
Verse number 120. But the Satan whispered to Adam, saying, shall I show you a tree that whoever eats from it will never die, but in fact remain forever, and possess an everlasting kingdom that will never break or end?
فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى.
Verse number 121. Then Adam and Eve ate of the tree they were forbidden to eat from. Then their private areas became exposed to them after they were hidden, and they began to pluck the leaves of the tree of paradise and cover their private areas with them. Adam opposed the command of his Lord, and he did not comply with his orders of refraining from eating of the tree. And so, he trespassed the bounds towards that which was not allowed for him. Verse number 122. Then Allah chose him, accepted his repentance, and enabled him to be guided.
قَالَ اهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى.
Verse number 123. Allah said to Adam and Eve, both of you and Iblis descend from paradise, because he is your enemy and you are his enemies. If there comes to you from me an explanation of my path, then whoever amongst you follows the explanation of my path, acts accordingly and does not divert from it, he will not go astray from the truth, nor he will be misfortunate in the afterlife through punishment, but rather, Allah will enter him into paradise.
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
Verse number 124. And whoever turns away from my reminder and does not accept it or respond to it shall have a constricted and miserable life in this world and in the transitory stage, and I shall lead him towards the gathering place on the day of judgment without eyesight and proof.
قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا.
Verse number 125. This person will say, O Lord, why did you raise me blind today when I could see in the world? Beneficial points. 1. The importance of proper etiquette in acquiring knowledge, and that the one listening to knowledge should be calm and patient until the one dictating and teaching has completed his task. 2. Adam forgot and so his children forgot. He did not remain steadfast on firm resolve, and they are also the same. He quickly repented, so Allah forgave him, and whoever resembles his father has not been unjust. 3. The virtue of repentance, as Adam, peace be upon him, was better after repentance than before. 4. It is important to beware of the Satan, the enemy of humans, who is stationed to constantly stay with him day and night. 5. Life of the misery in this worldly abode, and the transitory stage, and the afterlife for the disbelievers and the misguided.
قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى.
Verse number 126. Allah said in refutation of him, this is like what you did in the world, because my signs came to you, but you turned away from them and left them. Likewise, you will be left today in punishment.
وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى.
Verse number 127. And this is the kind of reward I give to the one engrossed in the unlawful desires and who turns away from believing in the clear proofs from his Lord. And the punishment of Allah in the hereafter is even more horrible, severe, and lasting than the life they will have in the world and in the transition.
أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ.
Verse number 128. It is not clear to the idolaters how many nations I destroyed before them, They walk in the homes of these destroyed nations and see the effects of what befell them. In the destruction and ruination which befell these nations are lessons for people of intelligence.
ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لكان لزاما وأجل مسمى.
Verse number 129. O Messenger, had a word not proceeded from your Lord that he will not punish anyone before establishing the proof against him, and had there not been a time which is fixed with him, the punishment would have come to them quickly, due to their deserving it.
فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل فسبح وأطراف النهار لعلك ترضى.
Verse number 130. So be patient, O Messenger, on the false things those who disbelieve in you say about you. Glorify and praise your Lord in the Fajr prayer before sunrise, in the Asr prayer before sunset, in the hours of night in the Maghrib and Isha prayers, and in the Dhuhr prayer just after the zenith, which is the end of the first part of the day and the beginning of the second part, in the hope of attaining reward with Allah, which you will be pleased with.
ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى.
Verse number 131. And do not desire the types of enjoyment I have given to different groups of the disbelievers, the glitter of the worldly life, which they enjoy so that I may test them. What I have given them of this will disappear, and the reward of your Lord which he has promised you, and which will make you pleased, is better and more lasting.
وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ والعاقبة للتقوى.
Verse number 132. And order your family, O Messenger, to perform prayer, and you also remain constant in its performance. I do not ask you for your own sustenance or that of others. I will take care of your sustenance. The praiseworthy outcome in this world and the afterlife is for the pious who fear Allah, carrying out His commands, and refraining from his prohibitions.
وقالوا لولا يأتينا بآية من ربه أولم تأتهم بينة ما في الصحف الأولى.
Verse number 133. These disbelievers who reject the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, why does Muhammad not bring us a sign from his Lord, which proves his truthfulness and that he is a messenger? Has the Quran, which confirms the previous divine books, not come to these rejectors?
وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى.
Verse number 134. And if I were to destroy these deniers of the Prophet, peace be upon him, by sending punishment on them due to their disbelief and obstinacy, before sending a messenger to them and revealing a book to them, they would say on the day of judgment, as an excuse for their disbelief, O Lord, if only you had sent a messenger to us in the world, so that we could have believed in him and followed the verses that he brought, before disgrace and shame befell us through your punishment.
قُلْ كُلٌّ مُتَرَبِّصٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ وَمَنْ اهْتَدَى.
Verse number 135. O Messenger, say to these deniers, each one of us and you awaits what Allah will carry out, so wait. You will most certainly come to know who are the people of the straight path, and who are the guided, us or you. Beneficial points. 1. There will be no excuse for a disbeliever on the Day of Judgment after the signs and proofs of the oneness of Allah and His orders and prohibitions had come to him in the worldly life. 2. The disbelievers will come to know that divine help is for the one who is guided to the true religion. 3. Divine signs benefit the believers, and through them, their faith and conviction increase, and for those who turn away from them and oppose them, they do not believe in them nor benefit from them. 4. Amongst the means which help one bear the harm of those who oppose the message is to spend virtuous times in glorification and praise of Allah. 5. It is necessary for the servant, when he notices in himself a yearning for worldly adornment, to compare its temporary and deficient pleasure to the perfect and everlasting pleasure of the hereafter. 6. It is necessary for the servant to establish prayer properly. When any matter befalls him, he should perform prayer and order his family to do so, and be patient in offering them, thereby emulating the Messenger, peace be upon him. 7. The beautiful praiseworthy outcome, paradise, is for the people of piety.